It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatra yatra mano dehi dharayan sakalam diya snehat dveshat bhayat vapi yati tat tat swarupatam. This verse says, whatever object on which one's mind contemplates for a prolonged period of time, it becomes absorbed in that object, and one fixes one's intelligence in full concentration on that object, and gradually one attains the same qualities of that object. Ordinarily, our mind in this world is absorbed in the anxieties and worries of the past and plans of the future, and the mind uses the intelligence for its own ends. In fact, although the intelligence is superior to mind, because of the restless mind, the mind engages the intelligence in his service. Just like a restless wife makes her demands to the husband and exploits him for her own purposes by screaming and yelling and demanding. Mind exactly does like that. Because of that, the intelligence gets multi-directed. It has multiple direction. He is not fixed in one goal. And thinking of various material objects in the mind, one gets degraded oneself. But here in this verse he says, yatra yatra mano dehi, in whatever objects the mind pursues, dharayan sakalam diya, and then one holds that object in the mind with a fixed intelligence. So the intelligence has to become purified by the study of the scriptures. Like we read Krishna book, we have so many wonderful pastimes, again and again hearing about the nature of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the characteristics of Krishna, and Krishna and devotees in relation with Krishna. By hearing that, this gradually becomes the subject matter for contemplation or food for contemplation for the mind. And this is the only object that can actually help the mind to become pacified. And when the intelligence becomes fixed in this, gradually one starts clearly appreciating the nature of spiritual body of Krishna, the nature of spiritual qualities of Krishna, the spiritual characteristics of Krishna, the spiritual pastimes of Krishna. And the sweetness of Krishna becomes the object of contemplation. And thinking of this again and again, what happens? Just like a large wasp, which has big wings, he comes and places a worm in a hole. And he comes time to time and stings him and goes. But when he is gone, the worm keeps thinking of that large wasp with its wings. He gets frightened. He remembers him again and again. And because of remembering the wasp, gradually the worm also develops wings and exactly becomes like the wasp. Similarly, many living entities constantly meditating on Lord Vishnu, they become Vaikunthavasis, exactly looking like Lord Vishnu. In the Vaikuntha, the Lord and the devotee, they look exactly alike, except that the Lord wears a Kastuba jewel and he has infinite potency. And the Jivas, they look like the Lord, but they have infinitesimal potency. Similarly, those who are meditating on Krishna develops the nature, qualities and characteristics of Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada writes in one of his commentaries that the gopis were at an equal level with Krishna. Unless one comes to that level, one cannot understand how to exchange love with Krishna. One cannot appreciate the mind of mood of Krishna. So this is attained actually by chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya has promised in the Shikshashtaka that if one chants the holy name, gradually one gets elevated more and more, and one is posted on a platform of complete absorption on Lord's form, Lord's pastimes, Lord's activities and all these things. And there is no better way in this world than reciting the holy name and trying to withdraw the mind, which is absorbed in useless things, Krishna itara, and focus on these spiritual items which elevate us and gradually make us attain the same nature of Krishna. Madbhavam, Krishna says. Like he says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejatyante kalevram tantamevaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. So the whole name has that power and whole name has done. Bhavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magataha. Many, many souls in the past have become purified by chanting the holy name and following the Krishna conscious process and attained that spiritual abode, obtaining the same nature of Krishna. And that is why, as Gaurangpur was telling yesterday, this is the only way. Eva kevalam. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam. Kalau nastyaiva, nastyaiva, nastyaiva gatiranyata. Harinam Prabhu ki.